Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to When Did I Get Anyway? The talk show.
Where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. One person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as Etiquette Lady Donna Page.
Right.
Happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Today is Sunday, June 13, 2010, and we are broadcasting from Hot Atlanta. I am Donna Page Riley, and Denise, are you there?
I am here. Good evening, Donna. It is steamy hot in Atlanta today.
Oh, my goodness. What is it, 95 degrees maybe, you think?
At this time, probably 95, but it was 100 earlier today.
Wow. I see why they call it
Hot Atlanta.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are back. Oh,
yes,
my
we God. Are.
Wow. After being on hiatus, working on various projects, oh, man, Denise, aren't you excited to resume?
I am very excited. I mean, it's been so long. I really missed our audience and all the people calling in, all the great people who had good comments, and all the emails. Wonderful stuff, Donna. Wonderful stuff.
Well, you guys, first of all, we did not abandon you. We've just been so busy on other projects. But we said we will be back, and we are so excited that we are. And, of course, Denise, you know we're going to try our best to answer the numerous emails that we were sent. And a lot of them like, where are you, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
So we are certainly going to do our best in trying to make sure that we can answer as many as possible. And, guys, we missed you all. Thank you for the wonderful emails. And we're going to give you we have a new email address, too, now, so that you can also add. We've still been getting your other ones, but we have developed a new email. Let me give that to you right now. It is Etiquette Ladies, and that's plural. Etiquette, etiquetteladies@gmail.com, real simple, etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Well, of course, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? What is etiquette anyway? Etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners, okay? Comes from a French word meaning ticket, and we like to say on this show that if you have good etiquette or good manners, then you indeed hold the ticket to society, okay? Also, of course, you guys out there, we're going to be introducing some new segments as well during the show. One that we will cover today, one of our new segments, and it's one of the ones we ask you guys or remind you all to do every day, and it talks about kindness, and we're going to also answer one of the emails someone did send us in and said that even though we haven't been on, they've still been taking our advice and making sure that they perform some random act of kindness, so that's pretty cool, too. Well, gosh, Denise, why don't you just jump into the email to see if we can at least be able to answer those. Not sure, guys, if we're going to have enough time to take any calls because we're kind of playing catch-up, so... But if you feel that you need to call or send us an email, then you can do so. Let me give you the number. It is 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295. Okay, Dennis, you want to just jump on into the first email?
Actually, yes, I do, Donna. Let me tell you that I have emails from when we were on before. I'm going to read a lot of those at this time, as well as some that have popped up just in the last few days. And this first one says, "Dear Etiquette Lady and HR Lady, my family has been waiting for several months to hear your show, and we're so thrilled to hear one of you. We were so thrilled to hear one of your best shows the other week. We just wanted the two of you to know how much we appreciate your show and what you are doing for families. My husband and I believe in teaching our children and others good manners, or etiquette, as you say. We definitely want to thank you for the show, and we look forward to hearing you throughout the year. This is Lola Johnson and family out of, let's see, it's a small town. It's hard to pronounce, but it's in D.C. area, the Washington, D.C. area, so it's just right out of D.C. Isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful. We thank you so much for that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, she, it seems like she is taking what we've talked about on the show, incorporated it into some of her family and activities. Probably the whole neighborhood, because they sound like they're great people.
That is great. And it's so important, of course. You know, we know that our goal is to indeed make the world a polite place to live in. And we know that we can only have an impact on that one person at a time. And it starts just like that within your family and, of course, and, you know, talking to your neighbors. And, and it is. A lot of times people don't realize it, but good manners really are contagious, just like bad manners are contagious.
That's very
you know.
True.
We thank you so much for that wonderful comment, and we certainly commend you on what you are doing for yourself and your family. Thank you so much again.
You want me to start on another one? I have one.
Now,
this
one
is really good because you know how we used to do or how we did in the past all of the pet peeve shows, Donna? Those were so much fun.
Oh, yeah. They're coming back up, of course.
Of course, and I love those. I look forward to those. This one says, "Dear Etiquette Lady and HR Lady, I missed your pet peeve show the last time you were on. I live in an apartment, and I just want to say that my neighbors are sometimes noisy. That is one of my main pet peeves since I do live in a building with other people. Tell me how to handle getting the noise level down and being polite about it. I really don't like calling the police." Thanks, Reggie in Los Angeles.
Wow, Reggie, I do understand. I used to have neighbors that were, I used to call them party animals because they were always throwing parties.
Oh,
but
wow.
You know what? You know, it's okay to throw parties or have, you know, wonderful celebrations, but when it gets to a certain point at night, especially, you know, you want to be considerate of your other neighbors. And as a matter of fact, I can recall Denise writing, I wrote a column about this regarding neighbors. And one of the things that I mentioned in the part, I think the name of it was Party Over There, Not a Party Over Here.
Oh, that's a cute catchy title.
That's kind of how I started out. And it was just basically talking about just being considerate and making sure even when you have, if you're having a lot of traffic, a lot of people that are coming, say, to your home, you want to make sure to tell these people to make sure that when they park, they do not block the neighbor's driveway. Okay, that is major. And then, of course, with music, it's usually an issue with music, music being too loud. You want to make sure that that music is contained, you know, to your area because... Yes, when you're making a lot of noise, that is a nuisance. And with it being a nuisance, then yes, generally people can certainly call the police. Depending on the neighbors, you could even walk over and ask them, you know, I'm trying to sleep or my kids have gone to sleep for the night, and can you please turn it down? And if that doesn't work, and you know, you've asked them very nicely, you've used your good etiquette. If that doesn't work, then unfortunately, you know, you may have to resolve to calling the police. So mm-hmm. hopefully it won't come, you know, to that. But just and just letting people that are having these or hosting these parties, just being aware and very conscious that there are other people in the area. Now, unless you live on a property, you know, you've got an acre or two, that shouldn't be, you know, an issue because you won't have anyone surrounding you. But that is really, really important to make sure if you are having parties or gatherings to make sure that these people, that you're being considerate. And even something else I can recall as well, you know, if they're over in the late night or early morning hours, like 3 or 4 a.m., the worst thing you can do is have people stand outside your home and just talk and talk and talk and, oh, mm-hmm. ha, 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 before they get in the car. You know, basically ask your people to just not, you know, when they go outside, go ahead and go to your car and leave. Because mm-hmm. that can be a major nuisance and a disturbance as well. So certainly try those things before you have to go to the police. But if you do, if you have just uncooperative neighbors, then you have to do what you have to do. And, of mm-hmm. course, you know, you try to be courteous. And, it's again, it's not necessarily, and we always say on this show, it's not necessarily what you say, mm-hmm. but how you say it.
Say it. Mm-hmm. I know the... at the end of the year, you know, we have a lot of graduations going on. I know you went to a couple of parties, and my great-nephew graduated as well. He didn't want a big deal, but right here on my street, a young lady's uncle let her have a party at his house. But one thing I did like is that she walked up the street to all of the neighbors' houses, and I've never seen her before, and I happened to be outside, and she said, "Ma'am, my name is whatever her name was," and she said, "I'm graduating from high school, and I'm having a party down at the end of the street. I just want to ask you, is it okay if they park in front of your house but not block your driveway?" And I thought, I said, "Sure." I said, "That is not a problem." I said, "Thank you so much for asking." I thought that was really great.
That was great, and that certainly deserves a round of applause.
Absolutely.
Definitely commend her for that, because a lot of people just don't think about that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. I have one that just says, "Etiquette and HR lady, where are you? I told my son that you guys come on every week, and I wanted him to start listening because you all had such great tips for people of all ages. He told his friend, and his friend's mom was trying to find the show, said that she was able to play some of the archive shows, mm-hmm. But wants to know if you guys are coming back on." And thank you so much. This is from Sarah. Sarah's in Columbus, Ohio. Sarah,
oh,
thank you so much. Tell them that we're back.
Very good.
And I hope she enjoyed your neighbor or enjoyed our archive shows as well. And you guys, yes, you can actually go back and listen to some of the archive shows as well. But Sarah, thank you so much. We're back, and I hope you're listening.
Of course, okay. You know, several months ago, we actually replayed an archive show.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
it was really nice. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We certainly did. We're going to take just a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sure.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, @gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies @gmail.com. You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show.
All right, we are back. Okay, Denise, you want to go ahead and do one of your other emails?
Let's start with this one. It says, "Hi, Etiquette Ladies. Why do teenage boys have to be so rude? I've gone out with this one boy, but now he won't speak to me because now he's going out with another girl. Please tell the boys they should not treat people that way. I feel he should have at least told me that he was not interested in me anymore. Please help the young men and teach them about being upfront and honest with people. Concerned about young people, Julie in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, Julie.
I know.
Well, Julie, I think the best way to wrap that up is teenage boys, and unfortunately with the hormones running around with their own mind, it's at a point usually where, you know, they may not be really serious with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
Just remember that. And you guys really are a little bit too young to even get serious. Mm-hmm. The real focus should really be on, you know, on your schoolwork, on what it is exactly that you want to do, and some extracurricular activities. So don't, you know, and it may be a little easier said than done, but try not to get so caught up with these teenage boys, because they are teenage boys, and they're just kind of doing, you know, whatever. You know, if you do deal with one, tell them in the very beginning, ask them to be honest with you, and it's okay. And you might have to guard your feelings a little bit and just, you know, let them know, listen, you know, my priority is right now on my studies, and I'm trying to work on making sure that I go to the college of my choice, and I'm staying focused. So in other words, just stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't take it personal with them, because a lot of them, it's just not personal. It's just how a lot of them are. And that's that age.
And
thank
also,
you so
you know,
much.
Also, I wanted to add, Donna, before we finish with that one, is that sometimes when you're young like that, it's okay
mm-hmm.
just to go out with a group of friends. Think
mm-hmm.
about that. That can be so much fun. And if you're
right.
getting too serious too quickly, you know, there comes heartbreak,
mm-hmm.
a lot of heartbreak and crying and shame. So I have a friend who is from Europe, and they go out in groups. Like
mm-hmm.
that. And they also live at home until they get married. Now, I'm not suggesting that you do that, because some of them are like 30 and 40 years old, but
mm-hmm.
they go out in groups even when they start liking somebody else. So
mm-hmm.
it's just like a big group of people having fun.
Mm-hmm. And I just forgot. She did ask me to tell teenage boys that if they find someone else, she said, if they find someone else, let her know
mm-hmm.
or something. Yeah, teenage boys out there, that's right. Teenage boys, this is a message
mm-hmm.
for you. Do not try to string along all these little girls. If you find one that you think is of more or greater interest to you, go back and tell her, look, you know, I don't think that this is going to be a good relationship. I've found someone new. Honesty is always the best policy.
And that will stay with you until you're a grown-up man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely so. Now, there, I got them for you.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. All right. You want to go ahead and dive into it? I know, guys, we're going to try to, we don't have a whole lot of time left. We're going to try to certainly answer as many as we can.
This one comes from a young lady, and it says, Dear Etiquette Ladies, my sister and I are very much alike. However, I am more outgoing. She's very quiet and reserved.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that sometimes she lets others take advantage of her.
Mm-hmm.
How can I help her with confidence and self-esteem? Are there some basic things I can do to help her stand on her feet and stand up to people who pick on her and borrow money, things like CDs, and they never return the items or pay the money back? I think it is okay to be kind, but this is ridiculous. I'm glad you're back, Celia in Ohio.
Did she say how old? Is this her daughter? Did she say?
No, she didn't say how old she is, but
mm-hmm.
it sounds like it says, and borrow money and CDs, and they never return the items. That could be
mm-hmm.
anybody from young age to teenage to young adult,
That's
I would
true.
Think.
That
mm-hmm.
is I would help her determine and really teach her the difference between being kind and being a doormat, okay? It's very nice, and it's always nice to be nice, but you have to draw a line when it gets to the point where it's like you're being used, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And some people will do that if they, you know, can get everything they can from you, or they're always wanting to borrow something and never returning, things
mm-hmm.
of that nature. That's unfair. So what you're going to have to do is teach her how to say a really simple word, no.
No.
Okay. No. And if you come to me and ask for a CD and you already have a CD that you haven't returned, no. Maybe we can work something out. After you return the CD to me that you already have, then perhaps I can let you borrow another CD. But if you see that they already have poor borrowing or poor returning habits, no. We just have to say no. And sometimes it's hard to say no.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you one thing, let her know this, and role play and practice with her
mm-hmm.
on how to say no. And the first time someone asks you something and you tell them no, wow, you feel so powerful. So work with her on that. Work with her on her self-esteem, letting her know that she does not always have to, you know, give something to someone in order to be liked or be a friend, because a lot of times people feel like that too. Well, if I don't, they won't like me. Oh, well,
mm-hmm.
you know, self-esteem, you know, feel good and love yourself. God loves you, and that's good. That's good enough, okay? And mentioning that, on that note, Denise, of course, you know, we always, on this show, we remind everyone each week to make sure that they do some type of random act of kindness. So
mm-hmm.
one of our segments.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
And we actually have a random act of kindness that was sent to us. It says, Dear Etiquette Lady, I am excited to announce that I did a random act of kindness just like you suggested. There was a homeless man standing outside a supermarket. He asked for money, but instead I took him in the store and bought him food. He was happy, and so was I. I plan to continue performing random acts of kindness whenever I can. And this comes from Deborah Tangley from Miami, Florida. That is wonderful. Deborah, that you did that.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys certainly, you know, email us or call and let us know the random act of kindness that you did. And she says that he felt good and she did too. And that's true. It's so important that, you know, when you do something nice or say something nice to someone, it should make you feel very good.
And the other
course,
person too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, exactly. So we thank you for sharing that. So you guys, make sure that you send us in your random act of kindness or when we're on to certainly give us a call and share those with us, because that is one of our new segments that we have added to the show, is a random act of kindness segment. And that's just, you know, for you sharing. So, and a lot
Ooh,
of times...
Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to say when other people, you know, hear some things that you do, it just kind of makes them want to jump on the bandwagon and do some nice things. And here again,
mm-hmm.
kindness is contagious, and that is definitely a contagious condition that will be good for everyone to have.
You know what? One just popped up on the email, Gmail
mm-hmm.
account, and
oh,
it
good.
Says, Dear ladies, I have waited several months to let you know that I do small acts of kindness all the time, but this one time, back in the spring or early part of spring, I had tickets to a great show. One of the groups I grew up with, I wanted to see them so bad, and I got tickets for my husband and I to attend. Well, an emergency came up and in our family, I had to give the tickets away. I didn't try to sell them. I gave them to someone on the MARTA train.
Oh,
and goodness. I told the lady, I said, please let me know. I gave her my number. let me know, call me, and let me know what act of kindness that you're going to pass on. She told, she said, She says, I wanted to hear from her. I haven't heard from her just yet, but I will certainly let you know when she calls me to let me know what she paid for. It says, pass on the kindness to others. Thanks, Pat, from Metro Atlanta.
Wow,
that
Pat.
Was really cute. She gave us some tickets.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is so great, Pat. Thank you for that. As a matter of fact, Pat, both Pat and Deborah certainly deserve a round of applause.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is wonderful, you guys. Very, very nice. And I'm sure, you know, those people really felt really, really good about that. So, again, congratulations to you all. And we certainly want to try to, you know, be contagious with this act of kindness. It's just so very, very important to do that. Well, Denise, do you have any others? We're going to try. And callers, I am so sorry we did not get to you. I saw a few that came up and then kind of dropped off. We promise you that, if you can call back within the next minute, we can certainly love to get you on. If not, we will be able to certainly to get you on next week. Okay. All right. Denise, did you say you had another one?
I do have another.
Okay.
Dear etiquette ladies, we are so happy you're back. I listened to your show several times throughout last year and was disappointed when I didn't hear from you for a while. I knew you would be back. And also, you have made such a difference in our lives. We are spending more time with the children, my husband and I, and we really enjoy listening to what you have going on the show. It's almost like when my husband and I were coming up together as a family. We had fun nights when I was growing up. We did things like go to the drive-in. I know that there aren't many of those out there, but we have been doing games with the kids. We pick a day or a night, and we pull out the board games. We are also planning to have family meetings, and it's so interesting. The children's friends are now calling and asking, when are you all doing game night? I want to come over.
Wow. Oh,
everyone
nice.
Seems so much happier, and we smile a lot, too. We laugh a lot. We're so glad you are back. It takes a lot of guts for two people to come on the air and talk about something as simple as good manners and etiquette. But we all need that sometimes. And thank you from the bottom of my heart, the Johansons out of St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hi, Johansons. Thank you so much. And I'm so glad you were able to get that in, Denise, because we've only got a minute left. You all, thank you so much. We don't take your comments lightly when you send them to us. We are so appreciative. And, you know, we want to thank you guys for embracing us back, supporting the show. And, look, remember to let your friends and family know that we are back and, of course, invite them to listen. And, of course, once again, after all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And we understand that we can only do it one person at a time, but if everybody, you know, affects one person at a time, then it's so well worth it. And certainly never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. You know, once again, you guys, thank you so much. We're so excited to be back, and we look so forward to talking with you again on next Sunday. Take care. Good night. God bless.
God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we'll discuss another exciting topic.